Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cookie Rojas. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Culp. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Amalfitano. Batting second. The right fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. And now, play ball. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemens. Callison reaches second base with a double. Rojas moves to third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Rojas scores. Callison scores. It's 2-0, Phillies. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano takes first base on ball 4. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amalfitano moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Amalfitano moves to third. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a fly ball into right field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a line drive towards short. Amaro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel strikes out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen juggles the ball. That's an error on Allen. Banks moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Callison strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowan. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Rojas goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Phillies. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thomas moves to third. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez now playing center field. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Amalfitano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gonzalez who is chasing the ball. Amalfitano reaches third base with a triple. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clemens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amalfitano scores. It's 3-1, Phillies. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Amaro hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Taylor moves to third. Amaro moves to second. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-1 in the game. Culp strikes out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor scores. Amaro moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Phillies. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Phillies. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth takes first base on ball 4. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Amalfitano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clemens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Clemens reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ed Roebuck now pitching. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Allen juggles the ball. That's an error on Allen. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Phillies, 5, Cubs, 5. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Amaro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemens. Amaro reaches second base with a double. Pat Corrales pinch hits for Ed Roebuck. Pat Corrales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corrales takes first base on ball 4. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez is hit by the pitch. Amaro moves to third. Corrales moves to second. John Briggs pinch runs for Tony Gonzalez. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Callison hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 9-5, Phillies. Don Elston now pitching. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Elston covering, for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. John Briggs now playing center field. John Herrenstein now playing left field. John Boozer now pitching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Herrenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Gabrielson pinch hits for Don Elston. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson strikes out. Two outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Amalfitano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clemens for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 9, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Triandos moves to second. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Amaro for the out. Triandos moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Two outs. John Boozer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boozer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Amalfitano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Santo moves to second. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santo moves to third. Vic Rosnovsky pinch hits for Dick Bertel. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 9, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky now catching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. Rosnovsky drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Briggs out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Callison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Callison reaches second base with a double. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Callison moves to third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-4 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Callison scores. It's 10-5, Phillies. Bobby Wine pinch runs for Dick Allen. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Wine moves to second. John Herrenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrenstein is 0-for-1 in the game. Herrenstein hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Triandos takes first base on ball 4. Wine moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wine scores. Thomas scores. Triandos moves to second. It's 12-5, Phillies. Freddie Burdett now pitching. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Amaro hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 12, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Wine now playing third base. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rogers strikes out. One out. Lee Gregory pinch hits for Freddie Burdett. Lee Gregory is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregory hits a pop-up towards third. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amalfitano is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Amalfitano hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Triandos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Clemens hits a fly ball into center field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 12, and the Cubs 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Lee Gregory now pitching. John Boozer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boozer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boozer strikes out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 3-for-5 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowan. Wine reaches second base with a double. Callison goes all the way around to score. It's 13-5, Phillies. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 3-for-4 in the game, with three doubles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 13, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Boozer covering, for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wine fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 13, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.